Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yeah, good, please. All right. So we'll move to item number three, which is public comments. Been asked to pull item number 6.5, so that's being pulled. If there's any public comments from the public. Okay, staff? All right, well then I guess I'll go into some public comments. We have the National Night Out 2025 for City of South Padre Island Police Department. It's free, it's got music, it's food, and it's definitely fun. And that's going to be on...
Good food.
Good fun.
Good food.
And that's going to be on Tuesday, October 7th, between 5:30 and 8 p.m. at the Island Baptist Church. Anybody else from council have any public comments or announcements they would like to make?
I do. It gives me really great pleasure announced that Marissa Hoffman was recently appointed to the Port Isabel Independent School District Board of Trustees. She has a degree in language arts. While she is in Bryan, Texas, she chaired the Bryan ISD's $100 million bond committee, and she also served two full terms on the Bryan ISD School District. She's also, one of the reasons she's here, currently serves as a fundraising chair for Walk for Women. So, congratulations, and glad to have somebody on the island representing us. You're welcome very much.
I forgot that we want to add one other announcement. Last Friday, we closed on a 60-foot wide by 125-foot lot adjacent to the children's park, the Water Tower Park.
Good.
So we're going to be working on plans for that. We, after 2 years of working with AT&T, we finally were able to close on it on Friday. So again, another example of how government just moves so quickly.
Yes.
And then we had great groundbreaking today at the boat ramp, the Marisol boat ramp today. And appreciate everybody who came out there and Christina for her hard work and getting this project all ready to go. Hopefully it'll be open by June of this summer. So anyway, if there are no other public comments, then we're going to move on to item number. Oh.
Hi, Aaron Hartwell, Special Events Committee. Just want to also tune everybody into Sandcastle Days, which is going on tomorrow throughout the weekend. So make sure to pop your head in there. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, and we'll move on to item number four, which is presentation and proclamations. We'll go to 4.1, which is the Domestic Awareness Month Proclamation. Okay, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Whereas in 1989, Congress designated the month of October as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Whereas domestic violence crosses all ages, racial, ethnic, sexual preferences, spiritual, and social economic boundaries. And whereas an estimated 1.9 million women are the victims of physical assault by an intimate partner each year in the state of Texas, whereas women are not the only targets. Young children and the elderly are also counted among the victims. Whereas Domestic Violence Awareness Month, observed in October, aims to raise public awareness about domestic violence, educate individuals about the signs of abuse, and encourage communities to work together to prevent and respond to domestic violence. Now, therefore, I do hereby proclaim the month of October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month and urge all citizens to join in the observation by learning more about domestic violence and supporting efforts to help survivors and working to build a community where everyone can live in peace, dignity, and security. Okay. We'll do the domestic violence one real quick, and then we'll get to the next proclamation.
Good evening. Thank you all, Mayor and your council. I am Sandy Perez. I'm from Friendship of Women. On behalf of our director, Gloria Campo, we really appreciate our proclamation, Mary, you all give us. We are located in Brownsville, Texas. We serve women, children, and men at our agency. We've been established in 1977. Going on 2 more years, we'll be 50 years in our agency here in Brownsville. We serve Lower Cameron County, and we assist survivors. We have a shelter. We help them out with counseling, any legal assistance they need, any donations, anything they our survivors that come in. We also accept donations because there sometimes our survivors, they leave their residence early, you know, in the evening. Sometimes they don't have any shoes, anything they can go with. So we do accept donations for our survivors and everything that we do. And we do have a 24-hour hotline that we you can call anytime, any holiday, any weekend. We're open. And our number is 956-544-7412 and everything. Then we also have a Facebook page and everything. So, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Next up will be 4.2, which is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month Proclamation. Thank you for keeping this one short. All right, whereas October has been designated as National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and whereas National Breast Cancer Awareness Month is an annual campaign to increase awareness of this disease, and whereas thanks to the early detection and better treatment, mortality rates of breast cancer have steadily decreased in the last decade, whereas by educating ourselves, supporting innovative research, we will improve the quality of life of all Americans affected by breast cancer and one day defeat this terrible disease. Now, therefore, I, Patrick McNulty, Mayor of City of South Padre Island, do hereby proclaim October 2025 as Breast Cancer Awareness Month in the City of South Padre Island. I urge all citizens to take part in supporting their local community organizations in commemorating National Breast Cancer Awareness Month and to remember that it is an illness that touches us all and that early detection and treatment can save countless lives. So I so declare it on the first day of October 2025. All right, let's get up here.
Go ahead.
I'm Cheryl Hill. I'm the president of Walk for Women, but it's Walk for Women is an organization. It's all volunteer organization. If it weren't for the community, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. And we've been doing this for 22 years, and we've given out to women and their families who need financial assistance over $700,000. And that is stunning, considering it's a small organization, but it's all of you that made it possible. So I want to thank the community. I want to thank the fire department, the city services, the police department, because we're in this together to make our organization successful, but also safe. We have on October 10th, our casino night. It's our big fundraiser event. Very, very fun. So please come up. It's from casino night. It's from 7 to 11. You know, lucky numbers, 7 to 11. So come to casino night. And then the walk is on October 12th. So please come to the walk. Casino night. It's a lot of fun. It's a big fundraiser. And also, put on your calendars, we have the Spice Chili Cook-Off, another big fundraiser, because it's through these events that we can continue our mission to help those women in the Valley who need it. So thank you to the city. Thank you for everything. And thanks to all our volunteers, and volunteers named and unnamed, like all the people in this room. So, all right, thanks. All right, bye. Thank you. Thank you.
To approve consent agenda, we're going to pull 5.4. Is there a motion to approve 5.1 through 5.3 and 5.5 and 5.6?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, all in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. Now we'll move on to regular agenda. We'll go to 6.1, which is discussion of possible action to approve a budget amendment from the tax increment reinvestment zone tiers fund in the amount of $28,000 for the PR-100 parking lot project, including palm tree relocation, electrical service upgrades for FEMA compliance.
You said it, John Wilson, Assistant Public Works Director. You pretty much covered it. We're going to be moving 18 palm trees down to the south end of town. Let me see here. And where you come in from Isla Blanca, we're going to set them in a semi-half-moon arch at two locations, six at one area, 12 at another. And we're working with SSP design on the locations of them. And Public or TxDOT is also aware of what we're doing. And this is tours money. Where the palm trees are going to be located, or where they're going to be relocated to, maybe eventually we could add some more landscaping in front of them using the pilings and stuff and make some raised beds, or maybe add another mini monument sign saying that you're coming into South Padre from the county.
The electrical upgrades?
The meter that's there is right out in front of the museum, and it's barely maybe 24 inches off the ground. The electrical, we're going to put it on a concrete wall, small concrete wall, and raise it up to the minimum FEMA height.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions?
Are your guys ready to move all those palm trees?
We're subbing it out to a company called Green Thumb, and they're raring to go.
These are the Washingtonians, correct?
Yes, sir, the big trees.
What kind of shape they in? They're pretty old.
We had them evaluated by SSP design, and they're all viable.
Okay. Thank you.
And will your maintenance crew be watching the maintenance on them? You know, since they
for the first 30 days, Green Thumb will be doing the maintenance on them, or just keeping an eye on them. And then after that, we will be doing it. We're going to adjust the irrigation to drip irrigation around them, so it'll be tied in.
Okay. Someone like to make a motion if there's no other discussion?
Just a quick comment. Washingtonians, you know, it's not, I don't consider it one of the more beautiful trees on the island. We got tons and tons of them. Is any chance, like Port Isabel may want them, will they come get them? And then we would, rather than put in Washingtonians, put in some nice sable palms or something low growing.
Yes, we have this proposal number three, removal of palms and purchase of new 8 to 10 foot date palm type dacryliferous palms and replant them. You know, we had three proposals here. One, the hand dig, which we're recommending. Spade truck removal, which is much more expensive. And then the third proposal was to remove the palms and then plant new date palms in place of them.
About $13,000, $14,000, $15,000 more to just remove the palm trees and plant date palms.
Yes, sir.
That's why I was wondering if maybe there's another city that'd love to take the Washingtonians, where they would come get them. More than likely, they'd want us to dig them, though.
Probably. It's kind of contingent on where we're taking them to.
Yeah.
We're just taking them down the street, 400 or 500 yards. Mm-hmm. Anything going over the bridge with a tree that long, I don't think would be.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
Different animal.
Okay. Someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we'll go to 6.2, which is discussion of possible action to approve change order number 5 for PWP 2-2023 Side Street Improvement Phase 2, reducing, this is a good change order.
Yeah.
Reducing the contract amount by $48,961.26.
Mayor, City Council, Alex Sanchez, Public Works Director. This is the contract with RBM, mostly for palm tree allowance in the amount of $48,961.26.
Right. Do I have any questions?
No.
So move.
Second.
All right, all in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. Then we'll move on to 6.3, which is discussion and possible action to release the final retainage for PWP 2-2023 Side Street Improvement Phase 2, East Bahama, East Rotama, and West Lantana Streets in the amount of $64,331.47.
So this is a contract with RBM, and this will be the final change order. I mean, final payment, sorry.
They are 100% done?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Make a motion to approve.
I'll second. The streets look great.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. Unless there's any other discussion, all in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. Next up is 6.4, which is discussion of possible action to approve Broadus Group as a liaison consultant for the Convention Center Annex and a budget amendment from the Venue Tax Fund in the amount of up to $47,100. Okay, this item is on here. Broadus was originally, when we started the Convention Center expansion back in 2012, Broadus was the consultant project manager, consultant first, and they were going to be the project manager on that expansion. And we've had some really good discussions with them, and they have put up together a proposal to kind of work with us in Cameron County regarding this item, as well as to provide a third party cost estimating to the project so that we can make sure that everything is in line and you know, it, with the cost of being proposed by our contract or construction manager at risk and our architect. This, we've been in discussion with them for a little while, and now that Blake has resigned, we don't have anyone in the convention center who is managing the project for the city, and so we need to have a consultant that will look at the items that will be provide us some cost estimating or a lot of cost estimating, and then we'll also work with Cameron County. They have a pretty good relationship with Cameron County, and this is what they did for us in the past. So anyway, I don't know if anybody has any questions. Wendy's had a lot of conversations with them. If there's no any questions, then
I so move.
Okay.
Second.
All righty. Well, hearing no other discussion, all in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? All right. Motion carries. And then we were pulling 6.5. So seeing that there's no other items on the agenda, we are adjourned today. Thank you.
I'm enjoying. You didn't want it?
No, take them.